Hey everyone, welcome to the Family Business Podcast. My name is Dominique Sampson.
And my name is Malobi Sampson II.
And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from relationships, careers, God, therapy. Listen, we are talking about it all.
So sit back, relax, and let us take you on the adventure of a lifetime.
Money, 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 money. Money.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. So,
in the dating phase, I know sometimes when people are talking about dating, they're like, don't tell a man this, don't tell a man that. I know for me, when I got serious, I'm like, no, you're not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste your time going on dates, falling in love with you, if we're not having real conversations about the things that are important to us. True. Because these things will impact your life at some point, and we need to be talking about this stuff. Yeah. And so even for couples who are dating, don't go on too many more dates, folks, until you know what's happening financially, spiritually, relationally,
or bring up
with
these questions,
family, like all the things, like find out all
important.
The things.
That's so important.
And so I'm just like, in this way, it's important to have understanding and have agreement, even to the fact, like one of the things, one of the revelations I think that God gave me about when we say don't yoke yourself with unbelievers, we're not talking about eggs. So it's not like a yoke, Y-O-K-E. It's yoke as in Y-O-L-K, right? So don't yoke yourself to an unbeliever. Not because he's saying, oh, you believe, you don't believe, you don't want to be living with a sinner. That's not just the thing.
Yeah, break it down. Tell them about the context of that yoke.
Yes, I'm just saying, like, in general, that's tell them about the context.
I
don't know all that deep about it. You say it.
The ox and the yoke. If you have an ox with the yoke around him,
sure.
There's multiple examples of this. Sometimes there's two ox walking yoke together.
Mm-hmm.
If the yoke is uneven or unequal, then one side of the ox that's treading a certain way will look and be to a certain depth, and the other one won't be. And so then you'll have an issue with your crop and what
balanced.
You yield. Mm-hmm. It'll be unequally balanced. It could even cause the whole thing to snap because one is unequally balanced. Mm-hmm. And so that's going into the more of the context of that yoking.
Yes. And so the same thing with like being with an unbeliever. It's not that God like hates you and wants you to not have a happy marriage or happy life or nothing. Like, it's not all of that. It's like literally really, really practical. And I wish that we would make the Bible more practical so that people actually can walk out their faith. Mm-hmm. Right. Number two,
you think the more of the teaching practicality with the word. Yeah.
Teaching practicality with the word. Now that the Bible's not practical, we're not teaching it practically. Yes.
Yeah.
We're not sharing it practically. Yeah. We're going through like our secret triumphs, and then we're coming out like, this is the amazing thing that God just did for me. Okay, but talk about the scriptures that got you there, the prayer time, the actual things that you did. Again, that's why I'm talking about flaw to faith, because I'm going to be starting something. Okay, but seriously, I'm like opening up this world of like, literally, this is how I failed at it. And this is the scripture that brought me back to the thing.
Yeah.
So one of the things about like being equally yoked together is like a practical of that is you as the believer, if you are a believer of the word of God, you believe in the tithe, the 10%, the giving into the house of God, for it creates substance. And the Bible says meat in the house of God for the people who are in the community, right? Our church has pantries. Our church does foreign and home missions. Our church does a lot of events, a lot of things that we're doing. So we need money. Like, money keeps the rent paid. Money keeps the lights on. Like, money is the thing that helps to generate some of those things, right? So if people are like, nope, I don't believe in tithing, then we don't actually have a physical place to gather and to meet in. And we could do it in the park, sure. You know, I'll leave that there.
Yeah,
but I think,
can of worms.
Yeah. But on the other end of that, it's like, so as the believer, you believe in tithing and giving God your tenth in that. But then now you're yoked together with an unbeliever who may not have the same convictions that you do about giving your money.
You have an awesome story about this.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to have to say it. But I just think
where
about
someone was dating.
Yeah.
And just the idea of some of the questions you should ask in the dating phase.
Sure.
And one of those being like, where are you at with your debt? Like you were bringing up.
Yeah.
And where are you at with tithing and what's important to you versus what's not important to you?
Yeah.
And I like that story because I think that it shows that like we're not always aware or thinking through.
Yeah.
What will be the consequences of this?
Sure.
And I think that was 3 years, 5 years.
Yeah, I was getting to that here. I was just slowly working up to that because I think it's something that really needs to be said to the believers. Like, again, God is not like, don't marry this person because, you know, something that you think it is. He's literally saying this is going to be a challenge for you in your marriage. When you get married 3 years down the line and you actually get serious about giving your tithe to me, this person who you have married is not in agreement with you. And this person who you have married is going to cause conflict in your home. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And so it's going to literally cause conflict in your home because you're going to want to give to missions and all of these fantastic things that the Lord is just moving on your heart to do.
Even homeless people.
Even homeless people. Like, and this other person is going to be like, hey, yo, we're short on this bill this month. Why are you giving it to the church? Why not put it here? I want to buy something. Exactly. Yeah. And or, you know, you could be married to this person who's like, I don't care what you do with your money. It's your money. And that may work for the two of you. So we're not saying every situation is the same situation. But what we are saying is that our behavior, our actions have consequences to them. I'm married to a believer. And it's even challenging to come on the same page about finances to a believer who we believe the same thing. We need the Holy Spirit constantly.
Yeah.
So imagine what that would be like if one of us was an unbeliever and had to have that same conversations about our finances and our money. You know, where our treasure is, our heart is there also. And so that part of it is like, my heart may be in, you know, Gucci bags sometimes, you know.
That's true.
And
sure.
Your heart is in the word. So now we got to reconcile this. We got to fight this out. So I don't know. Dave Ramsey has been blessing my life, honestly.
Yeah.
And we, you know, to be honest, we had the first baby step down. We were moving on to the second baby step and then life happened. And so now we're backtracking. So now we're halfway there again. Mm-hmm. And now we're having to pick it back up again. And that's just what I love. It's not like all or nothing. It's like you can keep going. And if you have to go back, you go back. And if you have to keep going, like no shame. Yeah. No guilt. Let's get rid of that.
And all the way transparency, because right now I'm looking for work.
Yeah.
Right now your clients are slowing down a little.
Sure.
Your interns, you don't have as many as you had.
Sure.
And so now we're like transitioning. We do have a 1 year old now. So like
life is like
food and diaper. Yeah.
Life is life.
Yeah. Just to be transparent on that. And so, and I'm glad you were sharing about we got through to step one and then I was like, well, we stepped back. One of the cool things I'm excited about.
That was hard for me, honestly. But I was like, God, I'm trusting you that like.
Why was it hard?
It was hard. God, I'm trusting you that you have the final say and the final plan for our lives. It was hard because I think simultaneously I'm going through that stuff with, you know, the accident and like that stuff on my credit report. So like all the things are happening all at one time. And I feel like so overwhelmed sometimes by all of the things that are happening. And so for me, going back was like the enemy was trying to speak loudly, like, see, you'll never get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be in this place. It will never work for you. Like all the things, the same lies that he repeats every time something doesn't work out the way that I desired it to work out.
Yeah.
I hear that voice so very loud, you know, and sometimes it's tempting to give in and believe the voice. So I have to really work hard and be diligent about like confessing that to God and letting him deal with it, confessing it to you. Like one of the things we started to do was like, you know, I'm perceiving that this is the thing. Now you tell me what's truth.
That's been helpful.
So that I'm not just walking around grumpy or frustrated because I'm thinking that, you know, you left the trash there on purpose and now you're trying to get back at me for something. And I'm like, do you not see all this work I did? You know, it's not blowing up to be something bigger than the fact that you left the trash there because you're also tired.
Yeah. And to that point, like it was challenging for me as well. I think what has been sort of the thing that's been helping me to stay afloat is realizing that my mindset is changing. So that's the part where I'm like, even though we may have had to take a step back, my mind is different even in the step back. So I'm not going back in my mind. I'm just going back physically. And that's okay because we can get back to where we were.
Yeah.
And so what was encouraging and exciting about it was like, we paid off this credit card.
Sure.
It got frustrating because one of the slick things that they do is like, ooh, yeah, like, we actually had to give you more late payments because you had interest occur. So even though you paid off the credit card for this month, there was still interest until the money cleared for that money to go through.
Yeah.
So I called up that guy heated and I was like, well, what can you do for us? Because you see us making these payments and you guys are slick.
Yeah.
So then he says, oh, okay. Well, actually, I guess we can take all these late payments.
Yeah.
So now the card is caught, and I was grateful that God worked it out, but now the card is caught in this place where it's like they have overgiven us money.
Yeah.
And I would rather be in that place than in a place where it's like, you know, this other thing. But again, this goes back to this consequence where it's like, okay, yeah, like no problem, we'll pay this thing.
Yeah.
Or we'll put it on a card and not worry about it. So I was okay to take this step back because I was like, but we got one paid off out of like five, right? And so it was like, this was good in that one is done.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just clenching my pearls and like holding on to my seat.
Your booty
I'm
cheeks.
I know, literally. Because I'm like, this is usually the season that I feel like we
splurge and go
most
wild.
Money.
Yeah, we
like,
do. We have the least self control.
Least. I'm like, we are so emotional in this season because we're like, oh, my mom needs that. Oh, my dad needs that. Yeah. And it's like, literally, when we don't have it, like, we're like, you getting a $2.
You getting a hug.
You
getting
a
I love you text. God bless you.
That's what you getting. I appreciate you. That's it. Text. I'll bake you something.
And the reality is, it's like, I think maturity says, and thinking even back to that quote where Dave Ramsey is like, live like no one else now.
Yeah.
So being
literally
able to
we already
be
doing
here,
that, not intentionally. Because ain't nobody this broke.
That's funny.
Just kidding.
But even being able to be here is great because it's like, now imagine us keeping this same energy, whatever. Imagine us staying here, like when we get to 100K to like 250K to like half a mil to a mil to 5 mil.
Yeah.
So then at 5 mil, you're not like, it's Christmas, blow it all. You know what I mean?
You
but you're
guy, you
right. Exactly. But it's able to be like, well, no, that's not the best thing to
sure,
do.
Sure.
Know?
So and you think so, God is teaching us discipline in the small things in this season.
Exactly.
In every, I mean, I think he's teaching that lesson all the way across
a board,
from like our 1 year old son
our
to
talents,
where we live,
our finances,
I mean, our food budgets,
everything,
our talents, our careers, like literally our car that we drive, like literally he is teaching that lesson all the way across. And I think if I can reflect, I've been reflecting on this for the last like 3 days. When before we got married, Prophet Forte was sharing with us just some things about our relationship. And one of the things that he mentioned was that we were going to live in a small place and eat pizza, you know, out of the pizza boxes on the floor, and like just not that God wanted me to know not to despise small beginnings. And though this is not necessarily the place I thought that that would be happening in, I always pictured it in like a studio apartment someplace. Even though that's not the, like the physical location is not, I'm not reconciled yet on that. I think this is definitely that season that he was talking about in despising not small beginnings, because when I despise small beginnings and I get frustrated and I become complacent and I become aggravated and I become just not a nice person to be around. And so one of the things I've been meditating on for the last couple of days is like, this is yet a small beginning and it's okay. And it won't always be like this.
Come on, somebody.
The Lord will perfect that concerning me.
And
sooner or later.
He'll do what?
It'll turn in my favor.
What's going on?
It's turning around for me.
Yeah, it is.
I know I just break out into song sometimes, but that's me. And so literally, it will turn because it won't always be like this. And so that's the part of like having the faith to know that it won't always be like this, because the devil comes to tell you it will always and it will never. In therapy, we have a term called catastrophizing. And catastrophizing means literally that somebody is dragging it.
You better not catastrophize that.
They are dragging it. they are saying things like it will never and it is always, and they are making a bigger to do about the thing than it is. And I think that's what the devil does. When he even tempted Eve, he said, you won't surely die. Like, you won't surely die. And he made a bigger to-do about it. He said, they just know that you will be like him, and being able to know good and evil and all those. Like, she didn't have to know all that stuff. She had a God who knew that stuff for her.
Yeah.
And she had a God who covered her in that. So she didn't have to think in that type of way.
Yeah.
But because he made the situation big, her lack of that bigger than what it was, she felt like she was missing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the same thing goes with God and us right now and the devil. Sometimes when we don't have a gazillion subscribers or the million likes or the whatever the thing is, the devil makes you feel like you're missing something. And it's like, no, literally don't despise the small beginnings, because God is shielding you in this season. Because if you had the million somethings in the season that you're in right now, you couldn't contain it.
Right.
You couldn't contain it. Mm-hmm. So start small. That way you build up those disciplines in your finances.
Yeah.
You build up those disciplines in your posting. You build up those disciplines with your child, in your marriage, in your relationship with others, in your personality, like all the things. And as you build up the discipline, then you become the disciplined person at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So now where you're going, you can sustain it, right?
And it's not
that's like a revelation for me, if y'all ain't get it.
You're not put in a position that you're not ready to stay in.
Sure, you know? And that's hard, because I'm like, I'm 33. At this point, when we going to get it, sis? When you going to get it, okay? Get it, because you won't live forever.
I'm glad you said that. Do you find yourself where you want to listen to a podcast, a group of people where you're able to be encouraged, you're able to hear some biblical truths, you're able to walk through your day-to-day life and be excited? We want to tell you about today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Malowie and Dominique Sampson. That's right. We're sponsoring our own podcast today.
That's exactly what it is.
And we want to let you know that this is a space where you can come, hear something encouraging, hear something uplifting, and also reflect maybe on your own life and get some truths about people who've bumped their heads and want you to get it right yourself. So if that's you, if you find that you want to listen to something that encourages you, that uplifts you, that'll give you a little pep in your step on the day, you should tune into our podcast, The Family Business. We would love to have you.
Absolutely.
And for those who are already listening and who are able to give a strong review and let people know how great it has been for them, let them know, you know, this has been great. We appreciate each and every person who comes and hits the play button on the podcast.
Sure. We also, if you guys want to leave some questions in the show notes, some things you want us to answer for you, or if you wanted to join us on an episode of the Family Business podcast, come on in, join us, ask your questions, answer your own questions. I don't know, but come and join us. We would love to have you. We'd love to get to know you out there in podcast nation. Okay. But backtrack.
Go back.
Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University has been blessing our lives
tremendously.
Leave you with a scripture that was important and valuable within. Why are you doing that?
No, that's
on my face.
No, I'm just messing
okay. That was important and valuable. One of the things that has really been sticking with us, we've shared it with other people that we've been talking to, and it's been challenging us to look at debt differently.
Yeah.
And that scripture is.
Is that the alley-oop? Proverbs 6 says, verse 1, "My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, have given your pledge for a stranger, if you are snared in the word of your mouth,"
co-signing,
"caught in the words of your mouth, then do this, my son, and save yourself, for you have come into the hand of your neighbor. Go hasten and plead urgently with your neighbor. Give your eyes no sleep and your eyelids no slumber. Save yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the hand of the fowler." Think about that for a second. I'm going to just leave this part to you, because this was some of the takeaways. It is talking about when you co-sign. Also within there, it seems like if you snare it in the words of your mouth, if you said to a credit card company, "Yeah, I'll take a card from you and agree to this thing," and now I'm stuck because I signed my name, I put my word.
Sure.
connected to your word, and you said, yeah, you can borrow my money at 25% plus per dollar you spend.
Mm-hmm.
So for every dollar, we get a quarter, which is crazy. It is. That means that every, you know, it keeps on going up exponentially.
Math is math right now.
Yeah. $10, $2.50. Like, you just keep going up, and it's like, dang, you start to see and realize they're able to just swoop in.
Mm-hmm. The rich keep getting richer.
You're stuck, and you need to do everything you can to get out of this. And the response is, and thank you, Dave Ramsey, for bringing the scripture to light.
Yeah, thank you.
You run. You get out of there. Yeah. And it's not like, I was thinking about this. I watched the video on the gazelle in the hand of the hunter, in the hand of the cheetah. And if you've ever seen it, boy, they run. The way that, in fact, the gazelle has to get out of the clutches of the cheetahs, he has to keep dipping and dodging back and forth. So he has to outsmart and outmaneuver him.
Mm.
He has to be quicker than him. Because I believe that if they're running straight, the cheetah can always catch him.
Mm.
But where the cheetah is not as agile is that because the gazelle can hop, it can land and then jump a completely different direction, go around trees, do whatever it can.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does everything in its power to not get caught, which is powerful. And a lot of times we are like, Dek, come and get me. You know, I'm like, right here, we're going to take me. And we let it attack us. We let it get us.
A credit card would be getting you because it's like, you qualify. It's like, do I? Click. Thank you.
Yeah. And so you want to be where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But I think a better scripture is, he's come to set us free. What's that scripture? I'm so tired. I'm blank. The truth will set you free.
Yeah.
And I think in that, we are looking to be free in every area of our life. Free from sin.
For sure.
Free from debt.
Sure.
Free from the baggage of the past. Like, just free. Sure. Free. And I think that when you think about debt as something that is keeping you bound, that you are not free, it's one of the areas that God desires you to be free.
Yeah.
And so then the question is, how do we get free? And that's truth. And it begins with getting informed. So if you have the ability to, if you are able to, get locked in with Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University.
Yeah.
And if right now it's too much for you, or if you're not able to, pray and ask God to send you the money or send you a financial mentor who is like, hey, can you be transparent with me? I'm trying to get free from this situation, and this is where I am.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
Yeah. Somebody you can trust and be honest and vulnerable with. I love that. So, y'all, we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Family Business, and we hope we let you into our family business, okay? Again, we would love to hear from you. Please reach out. Leave your comments in the show notes. Leave your comments in the show notes. Leave your comments below. Check out our show notes. And we can't wait to see you later on the next episode.